Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Feeder cattle and live cattle futures were just a hair lower today. Not much happening throughout today's session, but October live cattle down 5 at 151.40. There was a 150 trade in the south, so that was a little bit lower than last week, and I think that that may be hurting the market. But then in the north, some 152 bid and being passed. So as October winds down, that's where the cash is, and also the futures. December, the next month out, 153.42, up 15. Over the last couple of weeks, they have rallied significantly. They were at the end of September below 146, and today near 154, so about $8 off their low and almost straight up and following the cash market. The cash market is leading the way, so that's pretty beneficial. The feeder cattle expired today in October, down 45 at 175.97. In November now, the front month, down 70 at 178.12. They haven't rallied quite as much as the live cattle did, but they have rallied about $6 off their lows, but percentage-wise, a little bit smaller. And then the hog market today, sharply lower, 337 lower in December, 85.12. That market, of course, has rallied about 15 cents off the lows before today's sell-off. So it's natural for the market to sell off about half of what it had rallied. Box beef at midday was up, 48 in choice, $3 higher in select. Choice select spreads, 29.76.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi. My name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
Today's grain market mixed and very quiet. We've had a pretty quiet couple of months now, believe it or not, and it's kind of unexpected with prices as high as they are. But corn was 2 to 3.5 lower, with December corn 2 3/4 at 6.82 1/4. Again, real quiet trade there. Another kind of an inside day. The bean market 1 higher to about 3 lower. November beans a half higher at 13.82 1/4. January a half higher at 13.93 1/2. Again, just like corn, an inside day. Kansas City wheat was one of the weaker contracts, 5 to 8 lower. December 8.5 lower at 9.32 1/4. July next year down 7 at 9.24 3/4. There has been some interest after the rainfall of different strategies on hedging the July wheat for next year. A $9 put's just under 90 cents per bushel at this point for July next year wheat. But that leaves your top side completely open. And you don't have the obligation to deliver or grow a crop if something were to happen where you didn't grow it. Cotton today down again, down 271 in December at 75.11. These 23 is 71.63, down about 140. So we're testing the lows there for the cotton futures. Currently, the stock market's up about 280. Crude oil is up about 95 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and out of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.